It's time now for Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter, coming to you from the International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. International Christian Fellowship is a Bible-believing church that preaches the uncompromised Word of God and prays for you and your needs. Pastor Peter is bringing the message of salvation, healing, and deliverance throughout the world. Now, here is Pastor Peter.
Hello, praise the Lord, and welcome to Jesus is the Answer. This is Pastor Peter. I'm going to pray for you and your needs. And I believe that our God is going to supply all our needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Let me give the number to call. The number to call is area code 215-342-3759. That number again is area code 215-342-3759. This number is good for local people as well as out of country. So please call. Do not wait until the program is over. I'm here to take your calls, and I want to pray for you and your needs. We are studying healings and miracle. Man became blind. This story is given in Book of Acts, chapter 13, verses 6 to 12. Paul and Barnabas, they came to a place called Paphos, and they found certain man was a sorcerer, false prophet, and he was Jew. His name was Bar-Jesus. In the Greek, they call him Elymas, means sorcerer. This man was very friendly with a man called Sergius Paulus. This man was a governor at that place. They call him deputy or governor. This man was very intelligent man and was God-fearing man. He wanted to know more about Jesus Christ and the Word of God. So he called Barnabas and Paul to learn more about Jesus Christ. But this sorcerer didn't want governor to learn anything from Paul, because this man, even though he was Jewish person, knowing that Jewish religion doesn't permit any fortune teller or any sorcery in Israel. They would punish this kind of person or killed. But he was not obeying the law. He was enemy of God. He didn't want anyone to listen to the way of salvation or the way of God. And this man wanted to turn this deputy's heart away from the Lord, away from the faith in God. And he was disturbing Paul and Barnabas while they were teaching him about Jesus Christ. And Paul didn't like what this man was doing. So Paul, filled with the Holy Spirit, and set his eyes on him and said to that sorcerer, "O full of deceit and all mischief, you child of the devil, you enemy of all righteousness, will you not cease to pervert the right way of the Lord? And now, behold, the hand of the Lord is upon you, and you shall be blind, not seeing the sun for season." And immediately there fell on him a mist and a darkness, and he went about seeking some to lead him by the hand. See, this Bar-Jesus, that means Son of Jesus, but actually he was not the Son of Jesus, he was the son of the devil. Pleasing the devil and doing the devil's work and disturbing the work of God. But Paul had the Spirit of God, he filled with the Holy Spirit, and he rebuked that demonic forces coming against him. And the man became blind immediately. I was thinking, why Paul told him that you will be blind. You remember once Paul became blind and he gave his heart to the Lord, and he knew if this man becomes blind, he might turn to God. That's why he said, you will be blind for a season. He did not tell him, you will be permanently blind. This man had chance to repent and ask God forgiveness and ask Paul to pray for his healing. But one thing we learn from this, devil is not powerful like God. Our God is much stronger than devil. Devil is afraid of God. When you take the name of Jesus Christ, devil trembles. Devil has no authority over us. And we should not be afraid of devil. One day, three people came to our church. And one of the men was in RTO department as a treasurer. So he knew English very well. And he was not ordinary man. He was a highly educated man. I asked them, what can I do for you? And these two people told me that this man is possessed by demon. So I just asked this man simple question. I said, can you say blood of Jesus? He said, I cannot say that word. I knew that this highly educated person could not say Jesus or blood of Jesus. So I said, look at me. He said, I cannot look at your face or look at your eyes. Then I took authority in the name of Jesus. And I command that devil to leave this man. And as soon as I prayed in the name of Jesus and cast that demon out of this man fell on the ground. Few minutes later, he stood and he said, there was somebody twisting me inside. And as you prayed in the name of Jesus, it came out of me and I saw leaving this room. I said, can you say thank you, Jesus? And he said, thank you, Jesus. Say blood of Jesus. He said, blood of Jesus. I said, who set you free? He said, Jesus set me free. And Jesus is my Lord. And I'm going to tell everyone that Jesus is God. Because this man was a Hindu man. What I'm trying to say, there is a power in the name of Jesus Christ. We should not be afraid of anyone or anything. If anyone coming against the work of God, that is all demonic spirit. And you should not be afraid of any demonic spirit. You should take the authority in the name of Jesus and cast that devil in the name of Jesus. The word of God says, resist the devil and he will flee from you. We don't have to be afraid of devil. Devil has to be afraid of you. If you are a born-again child of God, Jesus Christ lives in you. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, triune God, lives in us. When you fill with the Holy Spirit, you have the mighty power of God to resist the enemy, to destroy the works of the devil. You remember what the Word of God says? 1 John chapter 3, verse 8. Jesus Christ came into this world to destroy the works of the devil. And He has given us the same power to destroy the works of the devil. See, Paul and Barnabas, they were not afraid. Paul looked at him and even told him, you son of the devil. The devil is a liar and father of all liars. He is a murderer, he is a killer, he is a destroyer. And anyone follows the devil will use that person to destroy many. And finally, he will destroy that person, because devil is going to go to hell, and he wants all his followers to go with him in a hell. The word of God says hell is prepared for a devil and his followers. Thank God for Jesus. He has translated us from the power of darkness. We are belong to Jesus Christ. The devil has no power over us. If you never gave your heart to Jesus Christ, this is your chance. Jesus wants to change you. When you want to listen to God, devil will come and tell you, don't listen. This is not truth. You don't have to give up all these things. If you follow Jesus Christ, you have to give up so many things and you will be depressed. But devil is a liar. Once you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you don't have to struggle. He gives you power over the demonic forces. The word of God says, the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Jesus says, I have come to give you life and more abundant life. We need Jesus to live victorious life. If you have any problems and you tried your best to get out of this and you have no answer, let me tell you, Jesus is the answer. I'm going to give you a chance. Just say, Lord Jesus, please come into my heart. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Please forgive all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Touch me, Lord, and heal me, deliver me, and set me free. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. If you prayed this prayer from your heart, God has forgiven your sins. Devil has no authority over you. He might come and try to bring some trials and temptations. But now you have power. You can resist the devil in the name of Jesus, and he will obey you. If you have any sickness, disease, or any other problems, let's pray. Put your hand on your body, or touch someone, or raise your hand towards heaven. And let's pray together. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come to you. Touch each and everyone who is listening to my voice. Please do miracles in their lives. I commit them into your loving hands. In Jesus' name I pray, and I call it done.
You've been listening to Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter of International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. If this program has been a blessing to you, please let Pastor Peter know. Write to Pastor Peter at Post Office Box 5033, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania 19111. Again, that's Pastor Peter, Box 5033, Philadelphia, PA 19111. Pastor Peter and his prayer partners are taking your calls right now. The number is 215-342-3759. Again, that's 215-342-3759. You can also send email to icfprayerline@comcast.net. Every Sunday at 11 a.m., International Christian Fellowship has a worship service with communion and healing service. You can find more information at www.internationalchristianfellowship.org. This is a faith ministry. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. And please remember to tune in next time for Jesus is the Answer.